Good afternoon, Oisin.
Turned out to be a good night last night in Dublin for you, Solly.
Yeah, turned out a good result. I think maybe that is all that matters at this stage of the season, maybe at any stage of the season. But yeah, we needed to get the 3 points up there, as difficult in all the places as you go. We got away with it. Wasn't pretty at times in the second half, but to be fair, we probably did the majority of the good work in the first half.
And by the half-hour mark, you were 3-0 up, and Kevin McHugh once again, I suppose, proving his worth for Finn Harps and how big a contributor he is to the club in scoring two of those three.
Yeah, like it was, you know, it's been a while since he scored from open play. I know Kevin's first goal was a penalty, but we got two in quick succession after that. I think it was three, as you say, by the half-hour mark, and we're very comfortable at that stage. But, you know, goals change games, and about 10 minutes... 12 minutes into the second half, they scored a decent goal from their point of view, to be fair to Kevin Teeley. We probably should have cut it out higher up the pitch, but we didn't, and he finished it well, and then the game was very open. They got a second, which was defended poorly by us with 6 minutes to go, but to be fair to the lads, they dug in, and we got out of there with the 3 points, which is, as I said to you a while ago, is really all that matters.
Yeah, just going back to the first half, Ollie, and you're relating by 3-0, was the scoreboard very much reflective of the Harps' performance at that stage?
Yeah, we were on top. I think defensively they made one or two mistakes. That certainly the third goal was a mistake that Nathan Boyle finished. You know, we looked in control. There's very few games in that division that either team are in control that earlier on, but we certainly were in control with it, and you know, we should have seen the game out earlier, but we didn't. You know, as I said, that their first goal changed the game, and it was very, very open from there to the end, although at the same time we had a number of chances to go 4-1 up that would have killed it again. But look, you know, first half a good performance, second half not so much. Look, you know, we got 3 points out of it, and it really doesn't matter what way at the stage of the season you get those points, as long as you do.
Yeah, and when you said that the game became more open in the second half, particularly when Cabin Tilly got the second goal, did you try to shut it out at that stage and maybe go more solid?
Well, not really. I mean, there was only 6 minutes ago when they got the second goal. We should have scored a fourth, to be fair. We hit the post and we had a 1-1 that we didn't take to go 4-2 up, and indeed we had chances to go 4-1 up. We didn't take it, and you know, that left us a little bit, you know, open or uncertain until the final whistle.
Yeah, and personnel wise, Ollie, how's the players feeling today? Because these games, of course, can be taking their toll now at this stage of the season. We're under the real thick of it now with what, 5 or 6 games left to go. So how's the personnel? How's it on the personnel front today?
We certainly had a lot of knocks there. We took Nathan Boyle off at half time. That he was struggling with a hamstring going into the game. There was a lot of lads with ice packs and knocks at the end of the game there that they would be doing a recovery session today. And you know, we have a day extra at least to recover. The Waterford game is on Saturday, so you know we should be okay that way, and we should be well recovered for that.
And what sort of challenge do you expect now from Waterford next Saturday?
Very much similar to what happened here, whether it was 5 months ago, where a very, very open game at that. I think we were 2-0 up and cruising. They came back to 2-2 and possibly could have gone on to win it. And eventually Rory Keating, who's gone back to Sligo at this stage, Rory got a winner with about 2 or 3 minutes ago. They're a very decent footballing side, play very neat football, a little bit like the UCD style, where they keep possession. They have a new bunch of lads, albeit young lads, in there since we played them last, and we'll have our hands full as we have every week, to be fair. And you know, I don't think it matters who you're playing, it's going to be a tight battle regardless.
Yeah, and the roller coaster that it's now becoming in the first division continued last night again, with one of the big sides losing points, UCD, and with that, you are back up into second on the table again, Ollie.
Look, I don't think any of the four sides that are in contention can say, well, we'll be there or not there. I mean, one of the four sides is going to lose out and won't make a playoff. That could be us if we play like we played in the second half last night. If we play like we played in the first half, hopefully it won't be. But like, any team can beat anyone on a particular night, and we're very, very aware of that. Like, you know, so look, there'll be a lot of twists and turns in a game, don't mind in the 5 games that are left. So, you know, like, I mean, we're only looking at Waterford, obviously, on Saturday night next.